వందేహం శ్రీగురు.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 16th chapter, text number 36, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 30th of January, 1974, in Tokyo, Japan.
రఘునాథాన్వితం త్వం సజీవం.
Yeah. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Sayorevam katayato.
Sayorevam katayato.
Prithivi dharma yostada.
Prithivi dharma yostada.
Parikshin nama rajarshi.
Parikshin nama rajarshi.
Praptak prachim sarasvatim.
Praptak prachim sarasvatim.
Translation. While the earth and the personality of religion were thus engaged in conversation, the saintly king Maharaj Parikshit reached the shore of the Saraswati River, which flowed towards the east.
So we are discussing the conversation between Mother Earth and Dharmaraj. The subject matter was that the earthly planet was very much morose on account of arrival of Kali Yuga. So, we have discussed the symptoms of Kali Yuga. This is called Kali Yuga, as there are seasonal changes. Similarly, in the duration of this material existence, there are seasonal changes that everyone has got experience. There is summer, there is winter, there is fall, the spring. So generally the seasonal changes are accepted as Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga and Kali Yuga. Just like in each year we have got different season changes, and in each millennium there are so many changes of Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Satya Yuga. So Satya Yuga means the age of truthfulness. Satya means truthfulness. And Kali Yuga means the age of disagree. The age of disagree. At the present moment, we are in the Kali Yuga. Everyone disagrees with the other. In the so-called disciple also disagrees with the spiritual. This is the influence of Kali Yuga. One becomes disciple of a spiritual master, and then he whimsically disagrees. So why, if you disagree, why should you accept somebody as spiritual master? That is not very good. That is the way of not being successful. We are chanting every day that Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasad. By satisfying the spiritual master, one can satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Jasya Prasada, by the satisfaction of the spiritual master. Samsara dava nalari lokatranara kāmanamana. One of the symptoms is this. The spiritual master is so bona fide. Before accepting somebody as spiritual master, you must know about his bona fides. That time is allowed. It is said in the Shastra that if you like to accept somebody as spiritual master, you should associate with him at least for 1 year. See how things are going. If you follow, of course, others, that is also good. But personally, it is advised that you just remain with the proposed spiritual master for at least 1 year, so that the spiritual master is also given chance to study you, whether you are accepted. This is the process. But when one leaves a spiritual master, the spiritual master, then there may be some reason. That reason is also given in the Shastra, gurumapi abbaliptasya karja karjam ajanata karjam akarja. If the spiritual master does not know what is actually to be done, what is actually not to be done, and he acts against the rules and regulations of the shastra, then such spiritual master may be given up. But so long you do not find the spiritual master is doing against the principles of shastra or guru, then if you give up the company of spiritual master, that is not good for you. That is your downfall. First of all, you must take sufficient time to study the movements of a spiritual master. A spiritual master is one, the spiritual master. Because there may be many spiritual masters, but if their business is one, to satisfy Krishna, although there are many, they are one. Although there are many, they are still one. The principle is one, to satisfy Krishna. So such is the position of spiritual master, that jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat. If you try to please your spiritual master, then God, Krishna, becomes pleased. That is natural. So, in Kali Yuga, even with the spiritual master, there is disagreement. That is due to influence of Kali. That is my point. So this influence of Kali Yuga has been discussed in so many pages in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And last it was discussed that the good qualification of a human being, I'm speaking, because amongst the living entities, human being is considered to be the highest. So the mother earth was lamenting that people have lost their good qualification. They cannot be lost, but it is by the influence of Kali Yuga, it is now common. Sattam, Samam, Daya, 26 is nice qualification. We have discussed all this. Sattam, Shaucham, Daya, Khanti, Stiago, Santutu, Ajavam, Samodamastapasyamam, Kritikko, Uparati, Sutam, Gyanam, Virakti, Raisajyam, Shurjam, Teja, Balam, Smritihi, Satantram, Kousalam, Kanti, Vajjam, Madhvam, Evacham. So, on account of this Kali Yuga, the good qualification of human society will be lost. Thinking this future of the present age, Mother Earth was lamenting and talking with Dharmaraj. So at that time, Maharaj Yudhisthira and Maharaj Parikshit arrived on that spot. That is this is the verse. Tayorimam kathayato. While the Dharmaraj and the earthly planet was talking between themselves, Prithivi, Tayoriva kathayato, Prithivi, the earthly planet, and Dharmayo Sada. Sada, that time, Parikshit Nama Rajas. Parikshit Nama Rajasi. There are many Rajasi. Rajasi means, although they are occupying the royal position, Raja and Praja. Raja means king or the ruler. Here is also regulativeness. Why a king is accepted? Why a governor is accepted? Why a president is, even in these days of democracy, they have abolished the system of monarchy, but still they select somebody to become a monarch, a king, or to occupy the post of the king. That is called president. Why? Because unless there is one head, or on the head of the government, who can actually control. Control means whether citizens are following executing the rules and regulations, the law of the state. Therefore, a certain man, qualified man, who enjoys the confidence of the people, he is accepted as the king. This is the president. So, such president, king, or the executive head must be a saintly person. Therefore, here it is said, Parikshit nama Rajarshi. Rajarshi means those who are on the top of the government. He must be Rishi, saintly person. Just like this, our Krishna consciousness, movement. The head of the institution must be a saintly person. Otherwise, how he can become a controller? Controller there must be. That what is the qualification of the controller? He must be a saintly person. He must know what is the principle of life, what is the value of life, why one should be controlled by somebody else. These things are required to become qualified. So, Maharaj Parikshit, Parikshit nama Rajarshi, in those days all the kings were like saintly persons. They were not ordinary persons. Why saintly person required? Because a saintly person means he knows what is actually good and what is not good. The actually good of human life is that he is engaged in developing devotional service. There is actual good. In other place, this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated, Sabai Pumsan Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhukhari. Paro Dharma. Paro means superior, transcendental. Or, which is Paro and Aparo. Boro and Aboro. These words are used. Boro means greater, and Aboro means lower. And Paro means superior, and Aparo means inferior. Here it is spoken. There are many types of religious system, but they are oporo, not very good, inferior, inferior type. Religion cannot be inferior, but it is sometimes made into inferiority, because without such kind inferior type of religion, the inferior class of man will not accept. Will not accept. Just like in religious system, in any religious system, the killing of animal, there is. In every religious system, there is. But why there is this killing of a living entity is not good. But why in the religious system there is permission for killing animal? So that is explained. A person who is staunch meat eater, he cannot give up meat eating. So at the same time he wants to be religious. This is the position. For such person, it is enjoined, just like in Vedic system. All right, if you want to eat meat, at the same time you want to become religious, then you worship Goddess Kali. You cannot worship Vishnu, because he is a meat eater. He cannot approach Pavitra Paramam Bhava. The Supreme Personality is the supreme pure. So this meat eater is impure. He cannot approach the pure. That is not possible. Therefore, he is advised to approach some agent of the pure, some Shakti. Oh, this guy, Goddess Kali. Goddess Kali is the Shakti or the potency. Kali has got also business to cut the heads of the demons. You have seen the Goddess Kali's picture, the Mundamala. She is garlanded with the heads of the demons. Have you seen? Anyone of you?
I have seen Kali too.
Yeah. But her business is to cut the heads of the demons. She is carrying one head in this hand, and in this hand she is carrying a chopper, and her business is to cut the heads of the demons. that she is also the agent of the Supreme Personality of God. How she is agent? Because God has got two business. Paritrana sadhuna vilasaya cha duskita. Duskitina mura naradhava maya pritajnana asuri bhava vasita. For them, the goddess Kali is engaged to cut their heads, kill them. That is also Krishna's agent. Vilasaya cha duskita. They have to be finished. But by finishing them, they are also elevated. Finishing means finishing their sinful activities. Finishing their sinful activities. Just like, it is very easy to understand. Just a person who has committed murder, the state law is finishing, otherwise he will commit another murder. If he is encouraged, therefore, by finishing him, there are two purposes. One purpose is served, that because he has done something very grievous, sinful activity, by sacrificing his own life, he becomes relieved from the sinful life. That is the law in the Manusamhita. I am not manufacturing. A murderer is condemned to death just to save him from many following resultant action of sinful activity. Even in this life, he gives his life, life for life. Then he says, in the next life, he takes his birth clean, not suffering anymore, on account of the sinful act. This is the statement in Manusamhita. Another instruction is that if this murderer is killed, then he will be saved from committing again murder. So, the vinashaya cha duskita, when a demon is killed, that he is saved, the people are saved, and everything is good. But people cannot understand that why God is killing the demons and giving protection to the devotees. God is equal to everyone. Krishna said, samoham sarvabhuteshu name deshasti napriya. Krishna says that I am equal to everyone. If God is not equal to everyone, then how he can be God? He is God, who is equal. Name deshasti napriya. So when God is killing somebody and God is patting somebody, that does not mean he has got two equal behavior for two persons. No. His behavior is the same, affection. But to kill this demon means to stop him from further sinful activities and give him release from the sinful activities he has done. Therefore, this is mercy. But one has to study very carefully. Because God is absolute, there is no difference between his activities to a demon and giving protection to a devotee. He is giving protection to the demon also by killing. But one cannot understand. So, in this Kali Yuga, Rajarshi, this Rajarshi is saintly person. Now he will find this Parikrit Maharaj, as soon as he will find that one demon is trying to kill another cow, he immediately took his sword. So if he is a rishi, one may inquire that he is a saintly person, how is that he is going to kill another person? So killing is not always bad, but it is not to be judged by you, it is to be judged by the saintly person. Where killing is required, where not killing is required. So that is the qualification of the Kshatriya. Kshatriya means one who gives protection. It's like when there is attack in a country, the king or the president gives protection to the citizen by killing the enemies. So his business is to give protection to the citizen. So it may be sometimes by killing others he gives protection. We have discussed many times the violence and non-violence. These are contradictory terms. But when these two contradictory things are found in saintly persons, we must know they are all the same, absolute. And what to speak of when these accents are found in Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is the absolute nature. Absolute, to understand the absolute nature, means 1 + 1 = 1, and 1 - 1 = 1. This is absolute understanding. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyat. Purnasya purnamadaya. The one is complete number. Purna. Purnasya purnamadaya. And if you take a complete one, still it is one. This is absolute understanding. It is not that one has been taken away from one, therefore it has become zero. No. That is material. That is relative. So, Parikshit nama rajasi prachin sarasvati. In India, all the rivers, they are coming from the Himalaya, western side, flowing towards the eastern side, going to the Bay of Bengal. So prachin, flowing to the eastern side, sarasvati. This is also one of the famous rivers. There are many rivers in India, especially very sacred rivers, Ganges, Jamuna, Saraswati, Godavari, Kaveri, Krishna, Narmada, like that. Each river is considered very sacred. So it is understood that Parikshit Maharaj met the Dharmaraj and the earthly planet talking together on the bank of the river Saraswati. Many questions?
I have a simple question. Dharmaraj, can you understand?
Kundidhisthir is the son of Dharmaraj. He is the son. Maharaj Yudhisthir was begotten by Dharmaraj.
Vidura was also on the
No, Vidura was begotten by Vyasdeva.
He was also Dharmaraj?
No. Oh, yes, yes. You're right. Yes, Dharmaraj.
Jamaraj,
yes. By the cursing of some great rishi, he became a Shudra. I thought that you were asking whether Vidura was begotten by Dharmaraj. No, he's Dharmaraj. Many questions, what is the name of that boy? Sanjay?
Yes.
Who has given it his name?
Yes, yes.
Sanjay Ubaja.
Sanjay. Have you heard your wondrous dialogue to the Prabhupada, my hair is standing on end?
Huh? How did that?
Having heard your holy dialogue to the Prabhupada, my hair is standing on end, like Sanjay says in the Gita.
What is that? Special. Which portion?
This is the last focus of Bhagavad Gita when he's relating the conversation to Dhritarashtra, the final conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, saying, after hearing this holy dialogue, my hair is standing on end.
Oh.
In Bhagavad Gita.
Huh. You want to know about something? About that Shubhas?
No, I just stated that after hearing this.
Every instruction is like that. You should follow the instruction. And if you cannot understand, then consult the spiritual master. Not to give up this association of the spiritual master and interpret in your own way. That is asking. Don't do that. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, tadvidhi panipatena paripasnena sevaya. Upadekshanti tad jnanam, jnanina tattva darshan. If there is any doubt in understanding the Vedic literature, then you try to understand from the person who knows it, tattva darshan, who has seen actually the truth. Upadekshanti tad jnanam, jnanina tattva darshan. One has actually seen the truth. And how to approach him? Sadviddhi, panipathena, paripasna. By surrendering, by giving service, and posting. Question must be preceded and followed by preceded by surrender and followed by sari. In the middle, then it goes. Therefore, jasya prasadan bhagavata. We have to please the spiritual master by service and surrender. And then it will be very nice for you. When the spiritual master sees that this disciple is a surrender, so, and he is rendering service to his best capacity, then the answer will be very liberal and convincing, and he will be very glad to answer the question. If it is supported by these two things, surrender and paripusnena and subhaya. So the deep panipatvena, the first beginning is panipat. What is this that I give up the company of my spiritual master and I invent my own ways of life and own interpretation? That will not happen.
The war on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, that lasted for a period of 18 days?
Yes.
And that happened 5,000 years ago when Krishna was on earth. Is that happening now in some other material universe? The same battle?
Yes.
Can we enter into that or see that?
Yes, we can go there.
We leave the universe, but then we are associating directly with Krishna and Arjuna?
Yes, we can associate with Krishna and Arjuna every 24 hours.
Just by
reading Bhagavad Gita. Why you require to go there? It is already here, you see. You read the Bhagavad Gita and you are immediately in the battlefield of Purushottara, you are instructing. That was the instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. And you know that story? Illiterate Brahman was reading Bhagavad Gita. So he did not know. He was not literate. But because his spiritual master, he has so staunch faith in his spiritual master. His spiritual master said that he read daily 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. His spiritual master knew that he was illiterate. But he still asked, you read 18 chapters daily. So what can you do? Spiritual master has an order. So you are simply making a show, reading. Like this. So his other friends were criticized. How are you reading Bhagavad Gita? He knows that this friend is criticizing me. So he did not answer. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, my dear Brahman, what you are reading? He knew that this gentleman, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, really inquisitive. So he explained the whole thing, that I am trying to read Bhagavad Gita, but I am illiterate. My Guru Maharaj ordered me to read, therefore I am reading. But actually I cannot read. So frankly, this is staunch faith in spiritual master. He knew, his spiritual master knew that he is illiterate. And he knew also that I cannot read Bhagavad Gita. But still he was trying to read because his spiritual master has said. This is called staunch. Jasya prasada. He has said, I have to satisfy you. I am incompetent. I cannot read. But he has said, the brother must read. And this is called Jasya prasada Bhagavad Gita. So, practical example, just like this Krishna consciousness movement. And I am insignificant human being, what can I do? But I tried my best because my spiritual master says that you go and try to preach in English. So I tried my best. Yes. I had no qualification. So this is very nice point. Jasya prasada. We have to try our best to, I may not be able to do that. But that endeavor will be appreciated by Krishna and the spiritual master. That is it. I may be most incompetent. Everyone is incompetent. Who can satisfy Krishna? This unlimited. But simply what Krishna says, if we do, that is satisfying. Krishna says, manmana bhavaman bhakta vajyari mang namastu. The guidance is, the spiritual master, he orders that manmana, always think of me, bhavaman bhakta, just become my devotee, worship me, offer your obeisances unto me. And here is the deity. So, that is our business. Think of always, here is Radha and Krishna, here is Jagannath, here is Lord Chaitanya. Where is the difficulty? In the temple, we get direct contact. And if I go out from the temple and lie down at the station, is that very good thing? Krishna says, manmana bhavaman bhakta. So, will it help me to think of him 24 hours by going to the railway station or in the temple? This is common sense. Any sensible man can understand that here is Krishna, here is Radharani, worship is going on, devotees are offering prasadam, or they are constantly engaged, and that is manmana bhakta, or I give up the association of the devotees and temple and go to hell. That in heaven. It is common sense. I manufacture my own way, like the advisor from another asker. This is not good. This is very good. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimang namaskuru. Now always think of me. Here is the chance. As soon as I see, as I advance in my spiritual life, I will see, here is Krishna. He is not the doll Krishna. Doll Krishna is for the Kanishtha Vikara. But one is advanced, he sees Krishna. Just like you have read the story of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, two Brahmins went to Vrindavan. So, devotee is seeing, here is Krishna. When the world of Brahmins say that I promise, so the younger said, sir, you are talking before Krishna, man. You deviate from this promise, it will be great offense. Because you are seeing Krishna. And when he was asked, who was you witness? He said, Krishna was witness. And his eldest son took the opportunity. All right, if you are, Krishna comes and gives witness, then my sister will be married. Because he is atheist. You are thinking Krishna is not coming. Krishna is not coming. It is made of marble statue. How Krishna comes? So he thought that I have given him some chance which will never be fulfilled. But to fulfill the words of the devotee, Krishna came. Therefore he is called Sakti Gopal, witness Gopal. So we must have faith. We must have faith and discharge duties according to the Shastra, Guru, Sadhu. Then our spiritual life is guaranteed. If we manufacture something out of me, that will not help us. This is the point.
Srila Prabhupada, in Srimad Bhagavatam, it stated that the super soul is measured from the end of the thumb to the end of the ring finger. Mm-hmm. How does this change take place in the different sizes or species of living entities?
He can become the smaller than the smallest, and the higher than the bigger than the biggest. That is Krishna's power.